So, Don, how did you get into selling solar lanterns?
Well, 32 years ago, I happened to be in the business school class of a professor named C.K. Prahalad. And I had the great good fortune to actually end up working as his research assistant. Some people know C.K. as the inventor of the idea that corporations can have core competency, but he's also known for his work in the developing world with businesses on a for-profit basis. And he wrote the book that was published in 2004 called The Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid. Decades before that, he'd been test marketing his ideas with clients in the villages of rural India and in Africa. And his basic premise was, you can actually build a very big business and make a lot of money if you can figure out how to serve the needs of consumers in that world profitably. More recently, it's become a popularized notion that you can do good in the world while also doing well, that you can potentially solve some of the world's biggest problems on a for-profit basis. But that wasn't C.K.'s premise. His premise was, actually, it's just good business. So his clients were the likes of Unilever and others that were Nestle that were trying to really address the everyday needs of everyday people in the rest of the world. I got the bug. I took a two-decade detour through consumer products at Procter & Gamble and Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream, and several years later was running a business that was in the that had a technology that was around stain resistance and wrinkle resistance in apparel fabrics. And I'd been traipsing around the world, traveling a 500,000 miles to build this out to 90 brands in 30 countries with 100 production partners throughout the textile industrial space. And I realized I was saving the world from stains and that there had to be more. I pulled the ripcord, decided I needed to pursue a new direction in my work life, got involved in renewable energy, met the early investors in D-Lite, the company that I'm now with that does solar-powered lanterns in the developing world. Got involved with the founders, became an advisor, then a director, then chairman, and then most recently CEO.